Peter, the survey is, to our mind, one of the most comprehensive surveys ever done on a Pan-African basis of this particular demographic. We wanted to look into the world, if you like, of young Africans between the age of 18 and 26 years old. And we wanted to understand where they were in the context of the African continent and where they were in the context of the world. So the survey itself is a comprehensive survey covering multiple countries with thousands of respondents. And we've looked at many, many factors. We've looked at social issues. We've looked at economic issues. We've looked at political issues. We've looked at security issues. And we've got a snapshot of what these people think today, the way these people see the world and see the continent. We're going to do this on an annual basis. And the idea is to start building a body of data that can be used by decision makers, whether they are decision makers in Africa or their decision makers outside of Africa.
All right. So, Ivor, why do you think, per the survey, the African youth see terrorism as one of the biggest threats facing the future of the continent?
So it's very interesting to see the things that this particular demographic and the African youth in general see as issues that need to be dealt with in order for the continent to move forward. And terrorism and security threats are foremost on their mind. 71% of the people surveyed see terrorism or security threats as being a major issue. And the reason for that comes out as you dig deeper into the survey. There is no question that more and more people on the continent are being touched by terrorism, by concerns about security, because it's in their communities and in their environment. I mean, very alarming. 3% of the people surveyed have either been approached by terrorist groups to become members of those terrorist groups, or have no people that actually have joined terrorist groups. And that is a very, very frightening number, because it means that terrorism is achieving its objective. It means that it's touching the people right across the continent. And for that reason, there's a serious call to action to the rest of the world to take note. Because if it is touching individuals in this age group, then it's touching the entire population.
What were some of the key findings in the survey?
Well, as it relates to terrorism specifically, it's interesting to note that 71% of youth overall are concerned about terrorism. That is a very high number. 51% of the respondents expressed serious concern. And when they rated terrorism amongst other issues, terrorism came up right at the top of the list. The other thing that's interesting is that more than 50%, or more than 55%, in fact, of all respondents were very worried about safety and security for their families and for themselves. And we all know that without safety and security, there cannot be growth and development. If people do not feel that their governments are capable of protecting their assets and protecting their families, then they're not going to invest. And if Africans themselves are not prepared to invest in their own countries because they don't believe their assets are safe, then how are we going to get foreign investment? So that was a very big concern for me. The other thing that came out of this is that 1 in 5, so 21%, say that war and conflict have had the biggest impact on Africa's shared identity over the will have the biggest impact.
Which parts of Africa are the greatest concern with regards to terrorism?
So it is very interesting to note where the biggest concerns arise. So the greatest concerns over terrorism were concentrated in East Africa and West Africa, with 78% and 76% of the respondents raised concerns around terrorism. In Southern Africa, an alarming 66%. Now, that's the one area that up until recently has not been touched by terrorist activities. And in fact, this work was done just as the ISIS insurgencies in Mozambique started off. So if that was the concern at that rate, which is going to be at that time, it's going to be very interesting to see what the results in the next survey show us.